Sechtes Baba Kama, Daf Kuv Zayin, three lines to the bottom of Daf Kuv Vavam Beis, and we have been discussing the dinim of a Toyin Tainis Ganav. And generally, we understand that the case of a Toyin Tainis Ganav is in a case where, for example, Reuven was a Shem Chinam and was watching an animal for Shimon, and then Shimon comes to Reuven and asks for his animal back, and Reuven says, I no longer have the animal, as the animal was stolen or was lost, and since I'm a Shem Chinam, therefore I'm Potter Mignev Vaveda, and the Torah tells us that Reuven would have to swear that he doesn't have this item, and the item was stolen or was lost, and then Reuven will be potter. And the Torah teaches us that if Edom would now come and say that Reuven lied and he swore falsely, then Reuven would chayiv to pay kefal to Shimon. Our Gemara now tells us that Va'om Rab Chiya Ba'aba on Rabbi Echon, Rab Chiya Ba'aba taught us in the name of Rabbi Echon, HaTorin Tainis Galam B'Pekodin, that if Reuven was a Shem Echinam and he tainis that the item was stolen, in a chayiv, he would not even be chayiv to make a shvua, at Sheyichpo B'Mixas B'Yoydo B'Mixas, unless, for example, Reuven was given two animals to watch for Shimon, and then when Shimon came back and asked him for the animals, so Reuven responded, I never received two animals, and the animal that you did give me, that animal was stolen or lost, and therefore I don't have to pay you back. And it's only in that scenario where the Torah was mechayev Reuven to make a shvuah, and if Reuven makes a shvuah and Edom come and say that Reuven was lying, then Reuven will be chayev to pay kefal. And as Rabbi Echanan continues in my time, what is the Bekar? The Amakras, the Pasuk regarding the shvuah Hashemim in Pasha Bishpatim states, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, Al Shal Chamor, Al Sel Salmo, Al Kol Aveda Shiyem, Kiyuzeh, and since the pasuk doesn't say kizeh, and instead it says kizeh, that Reuven responded to Shimon, and he told Shimon that even though you're telling me that I have two of your animals, in reality kizeh, this is all I have of yours, and that item that I had of yours actually was stolen or was lost, and it is only in this scenario that the Torah was mechayev Reuven to make a shvuas hapakodin and a shvuas hashemim. However, if Shimon came over to Reuven and he said that I gave you two animals to watch, and Reuven said, it's true, you gave me two animals, however, they were lost or stolen, then Reuven would not be chayiv to make a shvua at all. And as we will see at the bottom of the Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, this will also be the shita of Rami Bar Chama. And of course, Lefi Zeh, if Reuven actually goes and makes a shvua to Shimon that he actually lost this item or the item was stolen, and then Edom come and say that Reuven was lying, Reuven will not be chayiv kefel, because as we learned beforehand, the only time that a shem is chayiv for making a shvua sheker is only in a scenario where Bezdin required him to make a shvua, but if he made his shvua on his own accord, then he would not be chayiv to pay kefal, even though Edom come and say that he lied and he made a shvua sheker. We just explained this gemara based on the shita of Rush brought down by the shita of Mekubetzes. However, other Rishonim explained that certainly Rabbi Yechon agrees that even if Reuven is not made of a mixas, Shimon claimed to Reuven that I gave you an animal to watch, and Reuven says, I agree that you gave me an animal, but the animal was stolen or was lost, and certainly the Torah is mechayiv Reuven to make a shvua, and the only chiddush of Rabbi Yechon is that if Reuven would make that shvua in a case where he was not made of mixas, then Reuven would not be chayiv to pay kefel, and he would only be chayiv to pay the karen. And Ayin Rashi do a maskel da amakra kiuzeh haynu hoyd of mixas. That's referring to a case of made of mixas who pashas toyin tainis ganav, and these words are stated in the pasha of toyin tainis ganav. And the Gemara continues with pligid Rabbi Chiya by Yosef that this dinner Rabbi Yechon is chiluk on the dinner Rabbi Chiya by Yosef. The Amar Rabbi Chiya by Yosef, as Rabbi Chiya by Yosef stated, and we continue on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Iru Pasha is Kosov Kan. Really, in this Pasha of Shvuas Pekodin, there was mixed into it the Pasha of Alva as well, and Bechik Siv Kiuzeh. And even though the Torah used the terminology of Kiuzeh in the Pasha of Shvuas Pekodin, however, these words are not meant to teach us any din b'degei Shvuas Pekodin, and it's not coming to teach you that the only time that the din Shvuas Pekodin is applicable and Reuven would be chayiv kefal is only in the case of Moedim Mixas, as Amilvahu Dechsiv, as even though these words are found in Pasha Mishpatim in Parakhov Beis, Pasuk Ches, but really they're applicable to Parakhov Beis, Pasuk of Dalid, in the Pasha of Kesef Talves Ami, where a person lends money to his friend. The Torah is teaching you that it's only in the case where Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and then Shimon went to Reuven and made a claim for $1,000, and Reuven said that I didn't borrow $1,000 from you, but I do agree that I borrowed $500. Then in that case, there's a din that Reuven would have to swear, and that is the standard case of Moedim Mixas HaTaina. However, in the case of Hava, if Shimon would come to Reuven and state that he owed me $1,000, Reuven would be Kaifa Kol and would deny the entire claim of Shimon, and he would tell Shimon, I don't owe you anything at all. In that case, the Torah was not Mechayev Reuven to make a Shvua, and there is no Shvua Deraisa in that situation. And the Gemara now is on the Shita Rav Chiya by Yosef, that Bishleim, according to Rabbi Yechon, it makes sense that the Pasuk states Kiyuzeh in the Pasha of Shvuas HaPekodin, Therefore, it clearly seems logical that the only time that the Torah is mechayev Reuven to make a shvua by shvuas apikadon is only in a scenario where Reuven was made of a mixas. However, the Gemara is bothered that why would Rav Chiya Ba'yeseh tell us that even though the words kiuzeh is found b'negiyah the pasha of shvuas apikadon, that even so we're going to go and take it out of that pasha and we're going to put in the pasha of avah and the pasha of kesef tal v'zami. Therefore, it must be a svara that makes it clear to Rav Chiya Ba'yeseh that this concept of made of mixas atayne yeshava is only applicable where Reuven borrowed money from Shimon and then was koifa kol, where we would not have to make a shvuah, and it's only where he'd be made of mixas that he have to make a shvuah. And the case of a pekodin, where Rav Chiya Ba'yeseh is saying that even in the case where the shem was koifa kol, there would still be a chiv to make a shvuah. And if Edom would come and testify that Reuven swore falsely, then Reuven would be chayiv kefal. The Gemara explains kidu rabo that the svara is based on this din of rabo, the Amar Rabba, as Rabba explained, when plain ma'amar Torah made mixas hatayni yeshava. Why is it that the Torah said that if Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, that the only time that the Torah is mechayiv Reuven to make a shvua is only in the case where Reuven was made mixas? And the reason is because chazaka in adamei is panam b'fnei bal chayvay, that generally there's a chazaka that since eved loyvel ish malva, and the malva is doing a favor for the labor by lending him money, and therefore when Shimon comes to Reuven and asks him for $1,000, then certainly a person wouldn't have chutzpah to completely deny that Shimon lent him money. And therefore, if Reuven would actually deny that Shimon gave him any money, then Reuven would be potter for making a shvuah, as Lamaisa it shows that Reuven must be telling the truth, as otherwise he wouldn't have the chutzpah to claim that Shimon didn't give him money. However, Reuven really wanted to be kofar on the entire amount that Shimon gave him, behind Loi Kofrei, and the only reason why Reuven wasn't Kofar Kol is Meshum the Ein Adameis Panav, is only based on this Chazoko that a person doesn't have a chutzpah to go and be Kofar Kol when Shimon actually gave him a loan over Kula by Delay, and really Reuven didn't want to lie, and really Reuven wants to pay Shimon, and he would have been Maida to the full loan, behind the Kofalei B'mixas, and the reason why he was Kofar B'mixas, and he said, I owe you only $500, and $500 he denied, Sava, Reuven thought, if I admit to Shimon that I owe him the full $1,000, then Shimon will want me to pay the full $1,000 today. And therefore, I'm going to push off the chayiv and I'll push off my payment date by telling him, I agree with you that I owe you $500 and I'll pay him $500 today. And then I'll push off the last $500 to a later point when I have the money and I have the funds in order to return that to Shimon. Reuven really is not a gazlan and he wouldn't really want to steal anything from Shimon, and Hilkach Ram Rachban Shvua Alvai, and therefore the Torah says that we require Reuven to make a Shvua that he doesn't owe that last $500 to Shimon, as in this way Reuven will not want to make a Shvua Sheka, and he'll be moider that he owes him the last $500. The Gal Milvahud Ikla Meimachi, and B'negei Alva, it makes sense, the Svara, as we said, that a person that borrows money from a lender has Hakar Satayiv, and therefore he will not be Meiz Pana B'fnei Bal Chayvai, as the Maisa, the Malva did him a favor. However, Rav Chiya Ba'aba holds, Avo Gabi Pekodin, Meiz Umeiz, B'negeia Pekodin, Shimon is actually not doing a favor for Reuven. Actually, Reuven is the one that performing a favor for Shimon because he's watching Shimon's item for free, as Reuven is a Shemachinam. Therefore, there's no svarer that Reuven wouldn't be Kaifa Kol, because there's no svarer that Ina the Meiz Panav, that he wouldn't have the Ozan, the Chutzpah, to tell Shimon that the entire amount that he gave him to watch was lost or was stolen. Therefore, the Torah was even of Reuven to make a shvua, even in the case where Reuven claimed that the entire amount that Shimon gave him to watch was lost or stolen. And keep in mind that although we explained the case was by Hashem Echinam, and Hashem Echinam is actually the one that's doing a favor for the Mafkid, and therefore Reuven in this case was doing a favor for Shimon, and therefore he would be Meiz Panav in front of Shimon and be Kaifa Kol, but certainly this didn't would apply even to Hashem Esacha, and even though Hashem Esacha is getting paid for watching Shimon's item, even so it's considered that Reuven is doing a favor for Shimon and not that Shimon is doing a favor for Reuven. And as we know, the din of Shavuos HaPekodin is applicable even by Yishei Mesacha. And as we know, if Reuven is watching an item for Shimon and Reuven is Yishei Mesacha, so Reuven is Chayiv B'gnei V'Aveda, but he's still Potter in Einzin. And if when Shimon comes to Reuven and asks for the animal back, Reuven will say that it was stolen from me by Lista Mezuyin, then Reuven will be able to be Potter as long as he makes a Shavuah. Once again, in that case, even if Reuven would be Kofar Kol and say that the entire amount that you gave me was stolen by List of Mizuyin, the Torah would still be Mechayev Reuven to make a Shvuas Hashemim. And if Reuven makes a Shvuas Sheker and Edom come and testify that Reuven lied, then potentially in that case as well, Reuven would be Chayev to pay Kefel. The Gemara continues, Tani Rami Bachama, Rami Bachama will now bring a Braisa, and this din will be exactly like the din of Rabbi Chan, as we explained according to the Rosh. And we continue on Daf Kuf Zayin on Beis, Abba Shemim Tzricha Kriya Rabbi Miksas, Vayidah Rabbi Miksas, that in order for us to be Mechayev, one of the Shemim, to make a Shvua, you have to have Kriya Rabbi Miksas, Vayidah Rabbi Miksas, Ve'ilu Hein, Shem Mechina Vashoyal, Nesit Sacha Vaseicha. Of course, we're talking about the standard Abba Shemim. And Rashi at the top of Daf Kuf Zayin on Beis states, Tzricha Kriya Rabbi Miksas, Vayidah Rabbi Miksas, Koidim Shiz Chayev Shvua, prior to being Mechayev, Ruvain Shvua, Vim Nishbu Bloy Kriya Vayidah, Ain Shvua Shashal Shem Mechinim Klum, Vlay Mechayev Kefal. And if Ruvain would swear in any case, even though it was not a case of Kfir Vaidah, and for example, he was Kaifa Kol, then since Reuven was not obligated to make the Shvua, therefore, even if Edom would come and say that Reuven swore falsely, Reuven would not be Chayav Kefal. And Rashi says, that Rami Bachama is being Choylik on Rabbi Chiya Yosef. And as we explained, that Rami Bachama seems to be going like the same Shita of Rabbi Echron. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, my time with Rami Bachama, what is the Makar for the Shita of Rami Bachama? And Rava explains, that Benegei Hashem Echinam, the Pasuk says Mefurish, Ki Yuzeh, as we know, the Pesukim and Pash Mishpatim in Perichov Beis that starts Pasuk Vav states, Ki Yitin Yishol Re'eu Kesav HaKeil Nishma V'gudim V'beis Ish Im Yimotze Agane V'shalam Shnayim Im Lo Yimotze Agane V'nikwe Bala Bayis Alim Im Lo Yisholach Yadu B'lechas Re'eu. And we know that this Pash is talking about Hashem Echinam. And then the Pasuk says, Al-Kol Dva Pesha Al-Shol Chama Al-Sel Salmo Al-Kol Veda Shiyayim Ki Yuzeh Ad-Alim Yavid Vashdeim Ashe Yashin Olihim Yishalam Shnayim Re'eu. And therefore we see that Benegei Hashem Echinam, the only time that there's a Chiyuv Shvua is only if the Shem Echinam was made of a Miksas. And Rava continued that the Makar for Shem Esacha is Yalf Nesina Sina Mishem Echinam, that we learn Xer Shava of the words Nesina that says by Shem Echinam as well as by Shem Esacha, as Benegei Shem Echinam, the Pasuk says in Perichav Beis, Pasuk Vav, Ki Yitin Ishel Re'eu Kesef Akeil Nishma, and uses the Lashem Nesina, and Benegei Shem Esacha, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Tes, Ki Yitin Ishel Re'eu Chamar Isha Oisev V'chol Behem Olishma. And just like we just proved Benegei Shem Echinam, where it says Ki Uzeh, that the only time that the Chiyah for the Shem Echinam to swear is only by a case of Maidu Mixas Hataino, therefore the same din applies to Shem Esacha. And Rava continues, Shoyal, what is the Makar for Rami Bachama's din, that the only time that a Shoyal will be Chayiv to make a Shvua is only in the case of Maidu Mixas? Rava explains, because the next Pasha is V'chiyishal Ishme Emireu V'nishba Yemeis, which is talking about a Shoyal, which is Pasuk Yud Gimel, and Vav Moisif Al Inyan Rishayin, and therefore the same din that are applicable to a Shem Esacha are applicable to a Shoyal as well. And finally, Rava continues, Seicha, has Rami Bachama know that the only time that someone that rents something from someone else will be chayav to make a shvua is only in the case of Maidu Miksas? Rava explains that Lamaisa, we have a machlekes if a Seicha is like a Shem Esacha or like a Shem Echinam, and Ilam Adam like a Shem Esacha, Hainu Shem Esacha. If a Seicha, someone that rents something from someone else, has a din like a Shem Esacha, therefore he has all dinim of Shem Esacha, and the only way he has a chayav to make a shvua is only by a case of Maidu Miksas, since we learned the din of Shem Esacha from Shem Echinam based on the words of Nesina Nesina. And of course, Ilam Adam like a Shem Echinam, and if we're going to say that a Seicha has a din like Shem Echinam, therefore, Hainu Shem Echinam, then certainly the only way that a Seicha would be Chayiv to make a Shvua is only in the case of Maidu Miksas, since we learn it from the din of Shem Echinam, and the Pasuk says, Ki Uzeh. And the Gemara continues, V'am Rav Chiya Ba'yesev, Rav Chiya Ba'yesev taught us, Hatoyin Tainiz Galim Be'Pekodin, Ein Chayiv Ad Shishlach Ba'yad. If Reuven is watching an item for Shimon, and then Shimon comes and asks Reuven for the item back, and Reuven claims it was lost or stolen, and then Reuven makes a Shvua that it was lost and stolen, and we find out that Reuven was lying, Reuven will still not be chayiv to pay kefel unless Reuven was also shalach b'yad and he actually used this item before he made the shvua. And as Rashi states, at sheyishlach b'yad kodem shvua kagoyin she'asa b'malacha. And Chiya Bar Yosef continues, my time and was my makar. The amakras, the pasuk says in Pashim Mishpatim, v'nikra bal bayis el lehim im lo shalach yadu b'lechas re'eu. And as the Gemara will explain, when Reuven makes the shvua, actually has to cover three different points, and he has to say that number one, I wasn't a pesheya, and the reason why it was lost or stolen was not based on my pshia. And number two, since Reuven was only a shomer and he had no right to use this item, therefore Reuven also has to swear that he wasn't shalach b'yad and he didn't use Shimon's item prior to the item being lost or stolen. And number three, he has to make a shvua that he doesn't have this item any longer and it was actually lost or stolen. And since the pasuk then says asher yashin alihim yishalom shnayim l'reyu, that the chiyuv of kofer is when Bezdin finds that he lies, and therefore when the edim come to Bezdin, person, they not only have to say that Reuven still has his items and the items weren't stolen or lost, but in order for Reuven to be Chayev Kefal, the Edom also have to say that we know that he was Sholoch Payad and he used the items prior to making the Shvuah, and therefore Reuven will be Chayev Kefal. And as the Gemara states, Mechlaldi Sholoch Payad Mechayev, that the only time Reuven will be Chayev is only if the Edom also say that Reuven was Sholoch Payad. And as the Gemara states, Lamemer to be Sholoch Payad Askinon, therefore we see that the Chayev of Kefal is only in the case where Reuven was Sholoch Payad, but if Reuven was never Sholoch Payad prior to making the Shvuah, then Reuven will not be Chayev Kefal, even though he actually made a Shvuah Sheker and he said that the item was stolen or lost, and even though Edom came and said that this item is still in Reuven's Rishus and it wasn't lost or stolen. Gemara continues that just like we saw beforehand, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef was arguing with Rabbi Chiya bar Abba named Rabbi Yechon, and in regard to this din as well, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba named Rabbi Yechon will argue on Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, and the Gemara says, Amlu Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba taught us that Hochem Rabbi Yechon taught us by Medes Alavusa Shanu, the Chiyuv to pay Kefal in the case where Reuven swore falsely in a case of Shmuas HaPekodin is even in a case where Reuven was not Sholach Bayad, never used this animal for his own personal use, and the animal was still standing by its trough and drinking and eating from the trough. Rabbi Yechon holds that even though Reuven was not Sholach Bayad and Reuven made a Shvuah Sheker and he just lied and he stated that this item was lost or stolen, and then Edom come and say that Reuven lied, Reuven would still be chayiv to pay Kefal. The Gemara continues, Amalei Rabbi Zeira Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. So Rabbi Zeira asked the following question to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Dafka by Medes Alavusa Kama, do we say that the only time that Rabbi Yechon said his din that he's going to be chayiv Kefal is only where he was not Sholach Bayad, and therefore if Reuven made a Shvuah Sheker, then Reuven will be chayiv to pay Kefal. Avol Sholach Bayad Kana, but if Reuven actually was Sholach Bayad, then Reuven was already kind of this animal and he was already considered a gazlan. Therefore when Shimon came and asked Reuven for his animal, then at that point, even if Reuven would make a taina of Gneva Vaveda, Reuven would not be Potter because ultimately he was Sholach Bayad, and therefore he already stole this item from Shimon and he's chayiv to pay the animal to Shimon. And the only time that the Torah is mechadish to us the chiv of Kefal by a Shomer is only when he's actually a Shomer at the time that he made a Shvuah Sheker. But in this case, since at the point that he would make a Shvuah, he was no longer a Shomer at all, as Reuven was already Sholach Bayad, therefore certainly even if he would make a Shvuah Sheker, Reuven would certainly not be chayiv to pay Kefal. And as the Gemara says, even if Reuven made a Shvuah, but it's really irrelevant to this case, as since Reuven was Sholach Bayad, therefore he was already a Gazlan, and even if an Oinus would occur, Reuven would be Chayiv to pay, and therefore he really shouldn't be making a Shvuah at all, and therefore Reuven would never be Chayiv to pay Kefal in that case. Oidilma, what do we say? Afilo Oimed Salvusakama, Rabbi Yechon was saying, Reuven is Chayiv to pay Kefal, even in the case where he wasn't Sholach Bayad, but certainly in a case where Reuven was Sholach Bayad, and then he swore falsely, then certainly in that case, since he went so far, that Reuven not only made a Shvuah Sheker, but he even was Sholach Bayad, and he stole this item from Shimon, therefore certainly he'll be chayiv to pay Kefal. As Rashi states, V'kolshken ki Sholach Bayad, v'hochi kai kra, as this is actually what the Pasuk is talking about, k'dam Rav Chiya bar Yosef, just like Rav Chiya bar Yosef taught us, based on the Pasuk of V'nikra bala bayis elohim, im le Sholach Yodi, b'mlechas re'eyu. The Gemara continues, so Amalei, Rav Zeir responded to Rav Chiya bar Abba, Zulay Shemati, I don't know what Rabbi Yechon holds regarding this question, however, I did hear something similar to this din from Rabbi Yechon, and therefore we'll be able to learn from that din to our question. The Amr Rabbi Asi Rabbi Yechon, as Rabbi Asi taught us the name Rabbi Yechon, HaToyin Tainis Oved V'nishba V'choz V'toyin Tainis Gana V'nishba. If Shimon comes to Reuven and asks for his animal, and Reuven replies and he says that I lost the item, and then he swears that he lost the item, then Reuven said that really the item wasn't lost, but the item was stolen, and then he makes another shvuah that the item was stolen. Really, at this point, there is no difference between the first shvuah and the second shvuah, as in any case, Reuven is just saying that I'm potter. In the first case, he's saying I'm potter because I'm a shomer chinam and I'm potter for aveda. And the second shvuah, Reuven is saying I'm potter because I'm potter for gneva since I'm a shomer chinam. L'maisu bo edim, and then edim come and they say that this item wasn't lost or stolen, and Reuven still has the item. Rabbi Yechon taught us potter that Reuven will be potter and won't be chayiv to pay kefal. And the Gemara explains my timer and what is pshat in this din of Rabbi Yechon, and keep in mind that the only time that Reuven can be chayiv kefal is based on Tanya Tainis Ganav. That is the only time that Reuven should be chayiv kefal, as if Reuven is a shomer and he's Tanya Tainis Avad, then even if Reuven would swear that this item was lost and then Edom would come and testify that Reuven lied, Reuven would still not be chayiv to pay kefal, and therefore in this case of Rabbi Yechon, certainly Reuven is potter from paying kefal based on his first shvuah. But even though Reuven then said that the item was really not lost and really the item was stolen, and then he made a shvua that the item was stolen, l'chayr, why shouldn't Reuven be chayv to pay kefil based on the second shvua? La mishum, the kana b'shvua rishayna, it must be that since Reuven lied b'negei the first shvua, it's as if he stole the item at that moment, and therefore at the later point where he claimed that the item was stolen, and then he made a shvua that the item was stolen, that second shvua was loy mahane beklum, wasn't helping Reuven at all. Reuven was already going to be chayiv to pay based on the fact that he lied regarding Aveda. And as we saw previously on the Kuf Hay Amid Beis, the Rav Sheish has taught us that once a Shoyim is Kaifa, even if he doesn't make a Shvua Sheker, he's already considered a Gazlan at that point and he's chayiv to pay. Therefore, Reuven's second Shvua, where he swore that this item was stolen, was really irrelevant. We see that Rabbi Echon holds that Reuven will be Pata from paying Kaifel, and therefore, L'chaira, in the question that Rav Zeri asked to Rav Chiya Ba'abo, the din would be that the only time Rabbi Echon said his din, that Reuven is chayiv to pay kefil, is dafka by medesal vusakama, havel sholch bayad kana. But in the case where Reuven was already sholch bayad prior to the shvua, then the shvua is leimayil leimayir. Therefore, even though Reuven swore falsely that this item was stolen, Reuven will not be chayiv to pay kefil. The Gemara continues that Amalei Reb Zeira says back to Reb Chiya Ba'abo that this raya that he's trying to bring is not a proper raya, and he tells him loy hoil v'yotzi de baylim b'shvua rishayna, that the reason why in the member of Rabbi Asi, in the name of Rabbi Echon, Rabbi Echon said that if Reuven was toying Tainus Ovad and he swore and then he reneged and retracted and he said that really this item was not lost and instead it was stolen, and then he swore once again, that the reason why Reuven will be parted from Kefil is not because Reuven was kana b'shvu rishayna, but it's because once Reuven already swore that this item was lost, therefore Bezal will never require him to make a second shvua, as he already parted himself with the first shvua, and therefore even if he'll make a second shvua, that's not based on a chiv that Bezal required him to make a shvua. And as we said beforehand, only time that the chiv of kefil applies in a case of shvuas hashemim is only if Bezin required the shema to make the shvua. But in this case, where Bezin is not requiring the shema to make another shvua, therefore it's pashut that we can't be mechayev Reuven to pay kefil based on his second shvua. She'enkin, in the question of Rab Zera to Rab Chiya Ba'abo, where he asked about a case where Reuven was shalach bayad prior to making a shvua and then he made a shvua, would Reuven be chayev to pay kefil or not? In that case, when it came to Bezin, Bezin had no idea that Reuven was shalach bayad, and therefore they were mechayev Reuven to make a shvua. And since ultimately Reuven made a shvua based on the requirement of Bezin, even though potentially that shvua really was meaningless, but ultimately since he made a shvua sheker, therefore potentially Reuven should be chayev to pay kefil. The Gemara continues, it's menami that we actually have a member of Rabbi Echon where he explains the reasoning for his din in the second din that we saw from Rabbi Echon of Amrab Asya Rabbi Echon Hatayin Tainis Ova Vinirba V'chazav Hatayin Tainis Gana Vinirba, exactly as Rabbi Zera explained, as Amrab Ovin Amrab Eloy Amrab Echon Hatayin Tainis Aveid B'Bekad Vinirba and V'chazav Hatayin Tainis Gneiv Vinirba, that originally Reuven said that the item was lost and he made a shvua and then he reneged and he retracted and he said that really this item wasn't lost and instead it was stolen, and once again Reuven makes a second shvua and he makes a shvua that this item was stolen, and then Ubo Edim and Edim came and said the item wasn't lost and it wasn't stolen and Reuven still has the item Pato, then Reuven is going to be Pato from paying Kefil. As we explained, that certainly he's Pato from Kefil from the first shvua, because that was the shvua of Ovad, and the only time you pay Kefil is only on the shvua of Nigdava and only in the case of Toyin Tainis Ganav and not in the case of Toyin Tainis Ovad. However, Rabbi Echon holds that you also could be Pato from Kefil even for the second shvua, where you made a shvua that this item was stolen, and even in the case of Toyin Tainis Ganav. In this member, they bring down the exact reason of Zera, Hoil V'yotzi Yidei Bailim B'Shvua Rishayna. The Gemara continues that we just had a machlekes between Rav Chiya Bar Yosef and Rabbi Echon by someone that's Toyin Tainis Ganav, and prior to making the Shvua, he was already Shalach Bayad, if he's going to be Chayev Kefil or not. And Amar Rav Sheshe says, HaToyin Tainis Ganav B'Pekodin, Reuven was a Shemin Chinam, and Shimon came to Reuven to ask for his item back, and Reuven claimed that the item was stolen, and Reuven swore falsely that the item was stolen, and then Edom came and said that Reuven lied, and really Reuven has this item. However, Kivin Shalach Bayad Pata, since Reuven already was Shalach Bayad prior to making the Shvua, therefore Reuven would be Pata from paying Kefil. The fear of Sheish is the only time that a Shem would be Chayiv to pay Kefil is only in a case where he was not Shalach Bayad. Rav Sheish explains, my timer was my Makar, as Hachi Kama Rachmana, this is the way I understand the Pasuk, as the Pasuk states in Pashman Shpatim, Midikur Baal Bayis Elohim, Im Lo Shalach Yadu Melechus Rayehu, that if there was no Shlichus Yad, then at the end result, if he lied and he made a Shvua Sheker, then the din is, Asher Yashirin Elohim, Yishalom Shnayim L'Rayehu. However, if he was Shalach Bayad, then the din of Kefil would not apply. apply. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said back to Rav Sheshes, V'alei shal shvuos mashbinoisai, as we mentioned before, there are three shvuos that they actually make the Shemus swear. First of all, they make him swear, shvuos shalei pashati ba, that you're making a shvua, that you weren't pashaya, and the reason why it was lost or stolen was not based on your negligence. And number two, shvuos shalei shalach b'yad, that the Shemus has to make a shvua, that he wasn't shalach b'yad. And number three, shvuos shein b'rishusi, that he makes a shvua, that this item is no longer in his rishus. And Rav Nachman therefore asked Rav Sheshes that you must be mitzvah to me that these are the three shvuas that you have to make. And my love, shvuah shlo shlacht bayad, dumi the shvuah she'enim b'rishusi, that the shvuah that Reuven makes that he wasn't shalach bayad has the same dinim as the shvuah that he makes that the item is not in his rishus. Ma shvuah she'enim b'rishusi ki megalya milsa the isa b'rishusi chayiv, that just like when Reuven made a shvuah that the item is not in his rishus, and then Edom come and testify that this item was really in Reuven's rishus and this item wasn't stolen, then certainly Reuven be chayiv kefal. And if so, af shvuah shlo shlacht bayad, even regarding the shvuah where Reuven swore that I wasn't shalach bayad, ki megalya milsa the shalach bayad chayiv, when Edom come to Bezdin and they say that Reuven lied and he really was shalach bayad, Reuven should be chayiv to pay kefal. The Gemara continues, amalei, so Rav Sheshes said back to Rav Nachman, loy, they incorrect, as although we will compare two shvuahs, those are not the shvuahs that we will compare, and shvuah shlo shlacht bayad, dumi de shloi pashati ba, that we will compare the shvuah that Reuven makes that he was not shalach bayad, the shvuah that Reuven makes that he was not pesheya and that he was not negligent. And Rav Sheshes now explains, ma shvuah shalei pashati ba, just like regarding the shvuah that Reuven makes that he was not negligent, ki megalya milsa de pasha ba potemi kefal, if the Edom would actually come and say that although it's true that this item was stolen, but the maisa Reuven was negligent, in that case certainly Reuven would not be chayav to pay kefal, as the maisa Reuven didn't steal the item and he was only pesheya and therefore have to pay karen and not kefal. And therefore af shvuah shalei shalach bayad, even regard to the shvuah that Reuven makes that he was not shalach bayad, ki megalya milsa de shalach bayad potemi kefal, once Edom come and they even testify that Reuven actually was shalach bayad, Reuven will still be potter from kefal, and we will stop over here.